Hi, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for visiting the weblog, and thank you for listening to the Kevin McCullough Show here at KMC Live or kmc.crosswalk.com every single day. What follows is some actual audio from this past week. I had two full-length interviews, but they were taking up too much bandwidth for my internet website to be able to maintain them. So what I've done is I've isolated the actual quotes that you may have read in the new syndicated column that came out on Friday. You can click here on the site to also check that out. But I took the transcripts of these actual quotes. This should help the timing and the download time if you're experiencing a slower internet connection. I want to make it as user-friendly as possible. Also, you will notice that I did not produce this with any type of music or any other type of production element. And primarily, the reason for that is I want you to be able to download, use this, transcribe it, use it for media if you wish to. You have full permission from the Kevin McCullough Show to reduplicate this audio as often as is necessary to help the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth get the truth out about John Kerry in Vietnam. Let me start with this audio that came from last Wednesday's broadcast when we had former Lieutenant Thomas Wright on the show. Thomas Wright was Kerry's command tactical officer. In other words, when the Swift Boat patrols would go up the rivers in South Vietnam, Lieutenant Thomas Wright was the head of that patrol. Kerry's boat was one member of that patrol that would go out, sometimes as little as three, sometimes as many as 5 to 6 boats would be on a patrol at any single time. After giving us some background on what the Swift Boat patrols were about and so forth, I asked Lieutenant Thomas Wright why he felt John Kerry was problematic on patrols in the South Vietnam experience, and this was his comment.
Well, when you're in a group, very basically, you don't open fire unless the person in charge tells you to, or unless you're defending yourself from an immediate attack. And I'd have problems because we'd be running on a river and Kerry would see something off in the distance and he'd take a pot shot at it to see what happened. And that wasn't the way we were trying to run the patrols. We were trying to get in and find out what was going on and hopefully make contact and work with some of the people that lived there. And you don't get to go shake their hands when you're shooting at them.
Yeah. So that was from the Wednesday broadcast. On that same broadcast, I asked former Lieutenant Thomas Wright, who, by the way, had 21 years of service to our nation in the Navy. He wasn't just someone that signed up for 4 months and got to Vietnam and got out. This is a man who had enough time in the Navy to retire and draw a pension for his good years of service, 21 years total in the United States Navy. I asked him what was it like if Kerry was falling out of columns on patrol, if he was being rogue, shooting at things that he felt indiscriminately should be shot at, even though it broke the protocol and the rules of the patrol as they were on patrol. As Kerry's commanding officer, how did Kerry respond when, of course, he would have to be corrected once they had gotten back to home base in the evening?
Well, during a mission, you just continue to issue the orders that you expect people to follow. And if they don't do them, you continue to press until you get the results that you need. After a mission is when you generally work out the more difficult problems, and those are done in private. We'd wait until we'd get back and the boats would all be tied up and the crew would be starting the maintenance actions and the repairs that they would need to do, and I'd go talk to John Kerry. And I'd tell him that I was unhappy with his opening fire or pulling out of a column when he wasn't supposed to or failing to communicate when he needed to. And I would always get an excuse. I wouldn't get a direct answer. I'd get, I didn't hear that, or we thought we saw something, or my radio was on the other side of the boat. I didn't have time. It was always an excuse.
So after Lieutenant Thomas Wright had experienced a number of patrols with John Kerry about this, I asked him what happened. John Kerry was transferred for a period of time away from Thomas Wright's group. But when he came back and had received his third Purple Heart, Thomas Wright knew, at least according to his own testimony on our show, that John Kerry was a destructive influence on the group that was there. So once he'd received his third Purple Heart, here's how Thomas Wright described what happened next.
Everything that we saw told us, and I say we, the majority of the boat officers, not the chain of command, the people up top, but the people that were doing the work every day, we really didn't feel that he was fitting in and he was effective. We felt that most of what happened to him was a result of his having made a mistake at the beginning of a mission. When he got his third Purple Heart that evening, and again, we didn't particularly care what it was for, but we knew that he had three, and that evening I and two other people went in and told him that we felt that he should go home. It was something that he could do. He told us that he didn't want to, that it was his intention to serve his country and serve all the people, and the next morning he was gone.
And that was how John Kerry left the Swift Boat Patrol Group in South Vietnam. He did not get his Purple Heart for his first wound, even though he was wounded in December, until the month of February the year following, after he had transferred away from the group where he was at when he received that Purple Heart. If you'd like to hear more details on the doctor who treated him, listen to the next clip that we'll have posted here shortly on KMCLive.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. Again, I encourage you, use the audio of Lieutenant Thomas Wright. That's Lieutenant Thomas, Thomas, Wright, from the Swift Boat Vets for Truth organization. This audio is the copyright ownership of the Kevin McCullough Show, but we are making it available to use freely without permission in any way you deem necessary. These quotes in this clip all coming from former Lieutenant Thomas Wright. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here. Thanks for caring. Don't forget to vote. And make sure you come back often to the Kevin McCullough weblog at kmc.crosswalk.com or kmclive.com. Have a good day.